only on Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Pizza Hut. They heard Katrina's rage, and they love that she liked the automated email. The hilarious part? I wrote that email. It was all me. I overcharged you on the pizza. I read your email and ignored it. I didn't send you a coupon. You're welcome, Katrina. Respect me. Respect the power of the internet. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Why are you raging at me already?
Because the intro.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No.
Well, first of all, how many times would I tell you I don't make those intros? That's the internet. I don't control the internet.
Well, I hate the internet.
Respect the internet. She demanded it.
I will not. I will never.
And it's so hot in here.
It I know. Is.
It's burning up.
I made Voldemort turn it down more.
But turning it down isn't going to make it cool down faster.
But at least turned it on, back on. So now
it wasn't
coming
on.
Out. Like air is actually coming out of there.
But it wasn't on.
It wasn't coming out of the vent before.
I should beat him with a stick. Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's all I hear. Well, anyway, welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
Marcus, we're going to need more participation from you when we do that.
On the Internet.
Thank you. That's so much better.
You even did jazz hands.
I like the jazz hands.
So you
know. Can we add jazz hands into the standard...
I can't say
without doing jazz hands.
Of course.
I mean, I feel like we usually do pretty facial expressions.
Pretty facials.
Shut
yeah.
up. I know.
I've had many
we're
dreams
not,
about
we're
that.
We're not going to do that.
Many dreams. Anyway... That was smut in the first 2 minutes.
Woo-hoo!
It's always a good sign with a good show. But anyway, welcome to On the Internet, the show that's on the internet and all that jazz. It's a new episode for April 2nd. It's episode 19.
Woo-hoo!
Not a milestone by any means. One away from a milestone, though. 20's
so
pretty
close.
Good.
Why is 20 good?
Well, because it's two tens.
It's a round number.
Yeah, it's a round number.
Whatever.
Every 10, I think we should celebrate because most people celebrate 50, 100, you know, 250.
We're never going to make it there.
That's not something we're
speaking as a
capable of doing.
Fan.
We'll hit 40.
Being a comic fan, you never miss the opportunity to celebrate any kind of milestone.
See?
Historic 20th issue.
Exactly. This is our historic 19th episode
Whee!
Of On the Internet, and yeah, we're here. We're live. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock a.m. in London, if you're watching. That's the only one I'm giving today.
It's the only one you ever
in the afternoon in Guam.
Well, technically, I give... Is it 3 in the afternoon in Guam? Is that true?
I have no idea.
Let's just say
just
it is.
That up. That's not true.
I'm assuming it is, because it's always night in Guam.
Time for Siri.
Night? You said 3 p.m.
What time is it in Guam?
Idiot.
But it's nighttime.
That's not nighttime. That is the middle of the afternoon.
The time in Hagatna, Guam is 11:05 a.m.
I was
close. Yeah, it's always night there.
I was 4 hours off.
It's always
close.
Night there.
Guam is tomorrow.
Whatever.
That's crazy. I thought Guam was that way.
Guam could be yesterday.
No, it's tomorrow.
It could be yesterday.
It says
it tells
it said
you
Thursday
the
at 11:05 a.m., which is tomorrow. But that's all right. Anyway.
Isn't Guam that way?
I thought Guam was that way. Maybe it's so far that
way
that it's tomorrow.
What direction is Guam from here?
West. That's that way.
Y'all,
are we on video?
Y'all are dumb.
Okay, yes. Turn us off when we're stupid.
I thought Guam was in Mexico. No, I'm kidding.
That's
okay,
Mexico
why
City.
Why am I the smartest one here then?
You're definitely
that's,
not.
That's crazy.
You're
that's pretty sad.
At least when it comes to directions.
This guy.
Really?
No, Chris is worse at directions than
I'm
you are.
I'm terrible at directions.
There's absolutely no
I
chance.
I said I'm the best at directions.
Oh. Oh, I just assumed you were saying you were the worst.
No.
All right.
Fine, it's the one thing I'm good at.
So let's jump into this. Marcus is here from like two shows on the network because he's
what's up?
He's so special.
Woo-hoo.
And Katrina's mad because Katrina never likes when other people are on the show.
I'm taking
it's
over.
I just don't like
all
him.
About Katrina.
I just don't like him.
Oh, you
I'm
just
taking
don't...
over.
I would love for Rachel. Or other people.
Let's please
show.
Remember
just
the time
people.
Colby came and she stormed
oh, I hate
out.
Yeah, Colby can't come either.
Okay, so let's
she's
just
diva.
Let's just get this over with.
Okay.
Colby's going to be here next week for
I
the show.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He can't be.
Why?
Remember, Mark's here.
Remember how many he got fired?
We'll figure that out.
No.
We can set up an extra mic
no.
for Colby.
Yeah. No.
She's the Diana Ross of Duo.
You are. You're such a diva right now. You got to be a team
this
player.
Diva-like behavior.
People... crave Colby.
I don't give two shits about Colby.
I crave Colby.
Well, you have him all week and so all the weekend.
Colby's coming up on Tuesday, and then he's staying the entire week.
Why? Because he has no life.
Well, because he doesn't have any better to do, and
he
Wichita sucks, and he's up.
We're fun people.
Let's not go crazy.
Yeah,
okay. We were painting a good picture until she threw out that lie.
You're moderately entertaining people.
He likes us.
That's the point.
Yeah. So,
is he going to get a job here now?
No.
I didn't think
there's
so.
No chance of that happening whatsoever. But yeah, so he'll be here along with Mark. So a star studded on the internet next week.
Yay.
No fooling.
Ah.
That
what?
Was terrible.
It's April Fool's Day.
Oh.
April Fool's Day.
So wait, does that mean...
It's April Fool's Day!
Does that mean Colby's not coming?
No, he's coming. That's not... I said no fooling.
Oh, okay. I thought...
Unless I did like April Fool's Inception where like no fooling meant fooling. Cameron just reached around me and stole my mouse.
You liked it. You liked it.
I'm very
that was
scared.
Sexy.
It was.
Would
I,
you quit?
I liked
Cameron,
it.
I don't like what you're now. Doing. Can we not?
How about... Cameron, I can do that.
No, shut up. I'm doing it.
Okay. It's very distracting.
Would you stop? I know. I'm really... I'm distracted too. I'm like, ooh, look, like, watch it. Pretty.
What he's doing right now
moving.
Is helping me put commercials on here because I took a big poop before the show started. I sent a fax to Cleveland.
Sent a fax to Cleveland.
I sent a
yes,
fax to Cleveland.
Right.
And I ran late, you know, real radio people like for example, Howard Stern, I listen
that's
to him,
not count him
every day. He starts his show 7 minutes late because he plays 7 minutes of clips. So, and it's not always 7 minutes. Like I assume that if he has to poo before the show, they just play 10 minutes of clips and 11 minutes of clips. And then they play his intro music. He comes on.
And
so,
that's when you know Howard
that's what
shitting.
You need.
It's extra long.
It's
like,
the best
Howard
show.
Shitting.
It's the best show, man. But, anyway.
For the
so,
3 days a week.
Appreciate week. Us for me cutting my poo short for you.
That's pretty impressive, actually, for
you
him.
You pinched it off.
Oh, no. What else is he putting on the board? He just put those up there.
You had to know that was coming.
I so
knew
that was coming.
He just played that.
I was surprised I didn't hear it 5 minutes ago.
What's this? Oh, it's
death
still here.
Magic Day.
There's got to be a segment or two. This board grows every week, and I don't have the self-control to not play the extra clips on here. He wants me to play this one called Juicy J. Oh, thing's frozen. Oh.
You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J.
I feel like I've heard that before.
All right. Let's. Here's Drunk Irish.
I'm going to go.
No, it's too dangerous.
No, Slash. I'm gonna go because I'm the best drunken guy that this country's ever seen. You said. I'm just gonna get the keys. I'm just not gonna take it lightly. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna get the keys. It's gonna be grand. I'm your shining knight in silver armor.
Okay.
That's from Why Did We Watch That?
This that was a Why Did We Watch That clip. So for more of that, tune into that show.
Nice little.
Here's one called Jason. This is 20 minutes long.
that was from LGG last week. We kind of had a technical glitch called meth.
So he just played 20 minutes
he
of music?
It's supposed to be a review from Jason while he's out of town.
Gotcha, but instead it's Jay-Z?
Instead it's Jay-Z.
Oh.
But we were tuned into the motherfucking
sense.
Greatest.
Oh,
so
is that what
right.
it was? Okay.
Errol worked out.
What's The Rock?
It's just a man!
I don't know what I expected. It's called The Rock. I should have expected that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
basically.
Expected that.
He's cooking, yeah. And you smelled it.
Okay, I'm going back to our tap where,
okay,
where everything is safe.
I'm getting it so hard.
And we know
stop
what to
it.
Expect. As we know what's
stop
here.
It. Did we dump him? We do talk about that.
Getting it so hard.
I overloaded it. It stuttered for a second.
Couldn't handle it.
Okay. Anyway, let's get down to business and defeat the Huns. Yep. By the way, did you see live action Mulan?
No, but I heard it's coming out. I didn't know.
Well, I don't
like,
think you like it's actually been made, but like I meant, did you hear the news?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to see live action
I'm
Mulan. That
super
sounds awesome.
Stoked.
That's gonna be fantastic.
However, did you find out that they're making a Bambi with The Rock?
Well,
that looks stupid.
That was a fake.
That was
on Saturday Night Live.
But it still looked stupid.
Did
it
you know that
joke,
was fake?
I don't think she
joke.
Knew that.
I
was
did,
fake.
But I forgot. After you said that, I was like, shit, you're right.
Do you think The Rock was
The Rock would make a great Bambi. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
By the way,
with the cigar and
that
the
movie looked awesome. I wish they would actually make that.
That would be like
Jay Farrow.
Think of the Wolverine.
Or Jay Farrow as the skunk. Come on now.
That would be as good as our movie.
Yeah, it would be. Me and Marcus are going to make a Fast and Furious movie.
Not so fast, very furious.
Not fast at all, very furious.
It's the slowest high-speed chase.
And number two would be not fast, too furiouser. I don't know. I should have stopped while I was ahead.
I was going to say less fast and more fury.
Anyway, didn't I say let's get down to business to feed the Huns? What am I doing? We're still rambling.
Then you
here.
Talked about Mulan.
Well, okay, we have show prep. So tell me your show prep.
Well, I really wanted to get down to why you're so rage-filled today, because I feel like you have a lot of pent-up aggression.
Last time you didn't want to do it in the first
Well, maybe today I'm ready for rage. I woke up this morning and I was very rage-filled at my phone.
He was so mad at his phone.
You first.
Chris, do you want to explain what happened?
So he wakes up and clicks on Snapchat and he goes to click the button to like pull up your Snapchats and he goes
a little square in the corner
like
you know I was it wouldn't work
so
it wouldn't work and I just like and I just started slapping my phone and it still didn't work
and it was so not worth it.
It was Matthew.
The Snapchat was Matthew
and he spelled bored wrong.
He said he was so bored
like a piece of wood bored.
Oh, that makes everything better.
By the way, while we're on Matthew, Cameron, will you do me a favor and turn around right there and grab that black and white spiral bound?
Anytime I feel bad about things, I just think of Matthew misspelling things, and it makes me feel bad.
Let's see. I just want to take a look in here. Matthew.
Oh, look at the pretty flowers.
This is Matthew's notebook.
Aww,
even though it has butterflies and flowers on the front, this is definitely Matthew's scratchbook. I had a great time the other day looking through this. Let me see. Katrina, could you please read...
Oh, God.
How Matthew spelled his own name on this page right here.
Matthews.
Matthew, you spelled your own name wrong, man.
I like how he's just like, people do that every day.
It happens.
No one spells their name.
He also has worked, but he spelled it worded. So it's, he had a big K over the D. So
worded?
Worded, but he, to worked.
He had worked. To cross out the D and add it again.
Nothing else is spelled wrong that I can tell.
Oh. I'm sure this is the first page.
I'm sure there's more in there.
But I'm sure it's not proper English. I didn't even check that. If it's a,
dude, if there's a school diagram,
I feel like there was a lot more in here, but I don't remember where it's
there was some bad math, I'm pretty sure, in there.
Matthew's very nervous about us reading his notebook, which means I'm definitely going to read that notebook. Oh, no!
I didn't tear
a page. That was definitely ripped.
I smell domestic terrorism.
Matthew, what are you planning? I hope it's nothing involving the English language because your plans are incorrect.
He can't be the Riddler.
The Riddler. R-I-D-L-Y.
He also spelled his Snapchat name wrong. So now he's forever, what is it?
He's wanted to be Ralston, but he misspelled and now he's Rollaton. Because
I was here that day.
He hit the A instead of the S. And so
I
now he's Rollaton.
The birth of Rollaton.
My son learned how to spell his own name in preschool, and Matthew is not at that level yet. So, Matthew, one day we're going to teach you how to spell your name. Okay. My ex-wife, Sarah, he always spelled Sarha, because he...
You know...
Well, I was going to say he's possibly dyslexic, but it's probably a mental disorder that's far above dyslexia.
I don't think in dyslexic, you just forget letters in your name. Like,
that's true.
They switch around, but they don't just
disappear.
He's
like, you know what? I don't feel like writing this W today, so I'm not going to. I know what my name is. It's Matthew. That's what he did.
Matthew. Matthew, you're going to be mad if I call you Matthew from now on.
Matthew or Rollaton. It's the only two things you can call him. Or Voldemort. You can call him Voldemort.
He couldn't spell Voldemort.
Didn't we come up with a name for him the other day, Cameron? I feel like it was today, actually, that we came up with a new name for him.
We did.
I don't remember what it was, and it was today.
All right.
We have no room to talk then because we're also idiots, so...
I don't know. Being able to spell your own name.
Cameron, speak for yourself.
I do lots of drugs.
That is true.
I'm just stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's get down to business and defeat the Huns, Katrina.
We're never going to get down
business. Let's get down to business. Your rage. Let's hear it.
My rage isn't really rage as much as it's just sad and depressing.
Oh, no.
Depressing today.
Depressing. Sad and depressing leads to anger. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering. You know,
no,
that's
more
what Yoda
like,
said.
More like I cried.
Oh no!
What happened?
Oh no!
So have him all of a sudden you kill Sam Jackson and shit goes wrong.
No.
This is Katrina's sad song.
That's not sad though, because then it like peps up.
No, I didn't play that part. Well, but I just played the sad part.
We ignored the part where it pepped up.
Okay, so I don't shave my ankle.
Yeah, I'm looking at Katrina's leg right now. It stops right about 2 inches above her ankle. There's just full on hair.
I can see it on her knee too. So she only shaves.
No, I'm, I.
Okay, quit making Katrina
I have difficulty with my knees.
Let's see your breasts.
Really
Let's
knees go. Are hard.
I was just throwing that out there, Stevie.
Okay, so
it.
Anyway, at work today.
Damn it, you tricked me.
We wanted new furniture, so we went around to like Faye.
Who's we?
My supervisor.
Okay.
And another staff
member. Wait, what is your job? Chopping for furniture?
I'm at senior center. So yeah, we're chopping for furniture. They okay. just totally like remodeled and now they want to add better furniture.
Gotcha.
Because they're like
gotcha.
Old.
Okay.
They're dying.
And the people won't remember the furniture.
Let's not go there. So
is this couch new or did I have a stroke?
Okay. Anyway, so We did that and it was great.
It was great.
Shopping for furniture.
Your job is funny. I'm sorry. All those people are actually dying and I just like their strokes are a reality for them. And, like we just
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a horrible person.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway. We have a car accident.
Did you get any new furniture?
We did,
What'd
but
you get?
It's ordered.
Oh, you hadn't delivered yet.
Of course not.
What'd you get?
We got like
if you say couch.
No.
Okay.
We got 8 chairs, but oh. 8 different, like,
are they, like, recliners or, like, chairs?
No, we did not want recliners. So
Is that because old people can't get out of them?
No, actually, it's because we know they will recline and take a nap and sleep all day, and we don't want them to sleep.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't be talking about recliners over there, Mr. I tip over the recliner.
Oh, I would love a recliner.
House.
So, anyway.
I'm an old man. No one's denying that.
We have 2 recliners.
Yeah?
You just said I'd love a recliner. We have 2.
I think I said I love recliners.
No, you didn't.
All right, whatever.
I wasn't listening.
Continue with your depression.
Convalescence or whatever she said that one time.
I don't even know what that word is.
It's whatever that French word that she said was French.
Impossible.
Convalescence.
Impossible. Okay, so.
It was a word.
You don't even remember what it was.
It was. I'll think of it.
Impasse.
Impasse. I knew I was close.
It's definitely impasse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
impasse is a French word.
We got chairs, and then I worked on my invitation list. Thanks. And
got very distracted by that string.
I worked on my wedding invitation list, and then I had therapy with mom, so that was just kind of like eh.
And therapy, like you have group therapy with your mother? Oh no, you did your mom's therapy session.
I was okay. Therapy with my mom.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah. And then I was on my way. I was on my way to Witch because I wanted to try it.
Delicious,
yeah, amazing.
And so I was at Dylan's on the east side of town, and I got gas. And then I was over on that side road in front of Kmart.
Okay, frontage road, sure.
Okay, yeah. And I was at the stop sign, and instead of turning right because there were like 5 cars, I was like, I'll go straight and pass and forget this line. And I was looking and this truck came and so I waited and truck was stuck at the stop sign. So I was like, okay, I'll go through. As I go through, there's a person coming in through the intersection that I could not see because there were
Because there was a big truck, yeah.
Because there were 3 vehicles. And I got hit.
Oh, no.
Because it was literally bam. So.
Oh, no.
Bam. And.
Well, that's not good at all.
Leonidas.
Leonidas took a beating.
He did.
Did he yell, "This is Sparta"?
This is Sparta! No. it ended up being a cop.
He was off duty, I'm guessing,
he
right?
Was like off duty
in his car.
And he was from Shawnee.
Okay.
So not actually a police car, but still had some police equipment in there. And he was really nice. And I told him, I was like, honestly,
your hands up, don't shoot.
No, she's white. She was fine.
I was just like, honestly, this is my first accident, so like What do I need to do? Like, I'm completely clueless here. Not just because I'm a blonde and a girl. I just have never had this happen. I'm not like Malia, who has one.
Were you wearing this
week.
Right here?
No, I had my actual work outfit on, so I had my skinny jeans and a nice top.
I was
so
like, well,
I look nice.
I will repair your car right now.
So I spent like a half an hour. Spent a half an hour with
I've
the cops.
Got a hammer right now.
I can the hammer is my penis.
I spent a half an hour with the cops, plural.
Now there's 2. Oh, because actual cops show up.
He had to call in cops.
Yeah, actual cops.
Because he was from Shawnee, and we were chatting, and it was pretty cool. I won't say it on the air because I don't want to do anything.
Oh yeah, because he listens.
And he was basically, he was going to get in a lot of trouble, whether it be, even though it was my fault, he was going to get in a lot of trouble just because he was still in like a vehicle that had some money put into it. So,
so the cop,
this is where the favors,
you can say that that cop was riding dirty.
No. anyway, I ended up getting cited for like an improper stop or whatever.
Okay.
And the court costs were freaking like $108. So my total is like $170. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
This is so much money. And yeah, it was really
Hey.
Sad. So
I'm wearing my headphones today.
Oh my
God.
That
took you way too long to realize. 20
minutes later.
How dare you? I knew the show sounded shitty, and now I know why. That's because you're a goddamn thief.
You're welcome.
I'm changing this around right now.
No, stop. Let me finish my story.
Wait. Hold on. Me swapping that would not do a damn thing.
Nope, it wouldn't.
For some reason, I was like, I'm just going to change these around, and then those on your head would magically appear on mine.
But I did also switch those.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so. Yeah, otherwise I would control your volume.
Exactly.
Bastard.
So anyway, so I spent like a half an hour with the cops, and it was like 6:15. And so by then I was just like, screw this. Screw Witch, I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Witch would have made it all better.
It would have.
It would have, but here's the sick twist that you're going to hate yourselves for, and if you don't, I hope you do. I actually found out...
I just instinctively hate myself. So.
Yeah, hating myself won't take a lot of work.
Turn up the notch a bit. So
He's
I found out... I need you to be quiet, because this is serious.
Okay.
So I found out today, while we were ironically searching for couches... Not couches, chairs. That one of the ladies that I've been really close with, I knew she was on hospice, but she ended up dying on like Monday. So I was going to go to the prayer service, which started at 6. It was then 6:15.
Did you skip it?
No. So it was 6:15. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go over to the church, which is on the opposite side of town, on the north side of town.
Okay.
And I get there, there's no one in the parking lot. So then I double checked the obituary and found out that it was at the funeral home on the west side.
So you had to drive all the way back over the other town.
On the south side of town. And I get there and cry my eyes out. I spent like 10 minutes there. Blah, blah. Wham, wham. And I really did cry, and it really is
upsetting. So we're supposed
really
to hate ourselves, and you just said, blah, blah, wham, wham.
Well, that's because I'm trying not to like remember where I was at that time, and I'm not there anymore, so I'm okay. Bad aside, out of mind kind of thing. So anyway, I did that, and then I went and got Subway, and then I came here. But I said you guys need to hate yourself, because you're talking about dying, and I literally went to a funeral. So.
Was it a stroke?
Ironically, no.
Did you hear Cameron?
Yes, I did.
He's worse than we are.
He's yada, pretty bad.
Yada grief. We're all going to hell!
Hey, speak for yourself over there.
I'm going to hell!
There you go.
But with our game later, it makes more sense.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I forgot they prepared a game, and I don't have any idea what it is.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And well, it apparently has to do with going to hell.
I have a vague idea.
That's not rage at all. I was
but I was also
rage.
Upset. There's a little bit of rage. I was really upset because I was going to go to therapy. I was going to go to Witch. I was going to, you know, make a pit stop at the prayer service, and then I was going to come over, and I was going to be at your place by, like, 6.
Pit stop to see the dead lady.
Well, I was only there for 10 minutes because I don't know anyone, and I'm by myself. So it's not like, I mean,
it's a little weird.
I had only met one son, so, like, I don't know people. It's really just me going,
I watched your mother die.
It wasn't Ski, was it?
Over a course of months.
He's in Arizona.
Ski's in Arizona?
I think that's where he
lives. You can go back there and have a one-night stand reunion.
Well,
by the way,
that's where the other guy lives.
It's a complete, total side note.
Yeah.
I was listening to old episodes of Life today because I'm trying to find some dirt on you and Mark that I can make into some type of compilation for your wedding.
You're
episode.
Not because Life ended before.
No,
oh, no, that's
no,
true,
no,
that's true,
no,
that's true.
No, there's no dirt.
If there's any dirt, it'd be from Rena and Leela.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you for pointing me in the
You're
right
welcome.
Direction.
But You're welcome.
Because your love on Life is kind of sickening. But I went back.
No, it's
I went
so
back
bad.
Too far.
Oh no!
And there was this one guy that I forgot about who you never slept with. No, you did. You did sleep with him. You had a one-night stand with this guy, and then he wouldn't leave you alone. And he kept texting
Oh,
you.
Matt!
Yes! That was him!
Matthew! Ah!
I hate that name.
There's
a
reason I hate that name. No, God, no. I would kill myself. I would kill myself.
If he had had sex with you and I had not...
No, you would kill yourself.
I would be gone right now if that had happened.
Anyway, what about him? Just that
the Yeah, I just... I think that I know all of your ex-lovers, and I forgot about him.
My favorite is the one where she just whipped out her boob and let him play with her.
That never happens to me.
But that was it. She wouldn't let him, like,
I'm sorry,
do anything.
I was in a room with, like, 6 guys. Last thing I wanted was to start something and then get gangbanged.
Yeah. Why? That sounds fantastic.
No. Do you know how how good the guys would feel, though?
They would feel...
It feels spectacular.
They would feel great.
No.
She was just like, you know, I'm too tired to have sex in a room full of guys. Here, just play with that.
That's amazing.
Marcus was it.
I mean, yeah.
A boob came out. Come on.
I would say it's worth it, but that's me. That's my opinion.
Katrina, you think anything so you do mad. Is worth
I have
it.
Never once been in a near-sexual situation where it's just like,
Yeah, well, neither have I. But, I mean, well, this guy's never been in a sexual situation, period.
No.
So, I still didn't tell you why I got mad.
Better than that.
Oh, I thought you weren't rage-filled.
No, you interrupted me.
Okay. Continue
so
with
I
the rage.
I was going to be at your place at like 6, and I was going to wear my shorts, and I was going to like hang outside on the patio and get some sun, and that didn't happen. I was really mad because
well,
now I'm all like
you
pasty.
Can come do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Sounds great.
I'm okay. Mexican.
Our patio
like
is covered in grease. So
yeah, it's also yeah. on the east side, so I'm not going to get much sun on that.
We have this grease problem.
I don't
like
know.
The country?
I don't know how it's no, happening.
I don't have any problem with Greek people in general.
Like, fuck gyros.
We cleaned
fuck your
it
currency.
Up. And then somehow, now when we're grilling, it's like, I think it's blowing out.
Yeah.
Like the wind is blowing it onto our concrete.
So have I not told you this story? Okay, I'll give you the full
definitely
story.
Not.
This is embarrassing. I'll give you the full story. So in my apartment, we have a balcony. I'm on the third floor. And we have a grill.
So it's not like it's coming from anyone else.
No, there's no one above me. I'm on the top floor. And we have this grill, and it's like wedged in the corner. Like it fits perfectly, like horizontally on my
yeah.
deck. Well, the grease trap in it is like a little, it's a little cup. It looks like a really shallow coffee cup, and it goes right in the middle. Well, my grill has three holes in the bottom, one in the middle, and then one on the left and the right.
So
grease will
cups.
Fall out of
you need more everything. Cups.
Exactly. Well, I did not realize that over the winter, my grill had reached critical grease mass and was now leaking onto the balcony. Because it's the winter. You just don't really go outside and look that often. But I still grill. I just kind of like lean out the door, flip burgers, and then close the door because it's cold outside. Okay. So I was sitting there with my son 2 weeks ago on the couch, and my seat aligns with the balcony. I can just see the grill from where I sit. And I was looking, and I just see this bubbling crude on my balcony, and I'm like,
Texas tea.
I was like, is that grease? And then I went out there, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh my God, that's grease. And I noticed that it had ran all the way to the edge of my balcony. And so I looked over, and there was grease on the person's railing below me, and like splotches of grease like on their balcony. And then the leasing office is on the bottom floor directly under mine, and there's like a big grease stain on their patio. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to hide this. So I'm like, we better probably clean this up. So I had Chris Google for me, just on a LARF, you know, how to get grease
a LARF.
Out of concrete. Apparently you need like hazmat suits and gloves and goggles to get
what?
And harsh chemicals to get grease out of concrete to get it fully out. But
like to
actually
get the stain.
Mop up the extra, you just needed some cornmeal. So we went and we got a mass amount of cornmeal and just kind of scooped it up, and we think we got it.
I have a really fun way you can get rid of it.
But well, the problem is now is that apparently the grease trap, which I did not empty. Because
we put a pan underneath.
I put a pan underneath, so now it's going to catch the grease. Because there's no way I'm going to rig up some type of handyman thing where I can catch the grease before it falls to the ground. I
might hang it like a wire.
There's no chance of me doing that, Katrina. You know me. There's no chance of me doing that.
I could probably figure it
out. So I just got an old cookie sheet from our oven, and I just put it on the ground, and it's going to catch all the grease.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What? It's
totally,
going to.
Even though it's like a centimeter high.
No, it's not a cookie sheet.
It's a pan. Like
it's like an inch ring on it.
Okay.
So it'll fall in there and it'll stay, and then we'll just throw that out.
The wind's not blowing.
I'll just go to Dylan's.
Well, that's where the next part
is. So
comes
it turns
in.
Out that I think when I use the grill now, it preheats or it heats the grease inside the cup that's now full into a mm-hmm. liquid state, and then the wind blows that grease. So now the grease is like all over my balcony. So we have to now again go buy cornmeal and clean up that piece of grease.
So your grill is essentially a dog that stuck its mouth out of a car window.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
So, Katrina, how do you get grease
yeah,
out
Yeah, so
of
how's a fun way to get grease out here? Let's hear this.
And well, I mean, you probably can't on, like, with your railing and stuff, but I was going to say get a blowtorch and burn it off your cement.
Do you have a blowtorch I can borrow? Because that sounds amazing.
She seems like the kind of chick that have a blowtorch.
She has a cattle prod, so.
I do have a blowtorch.
Yeah!
Please bring your blowtorch over.
I can't really bring the blowtorch because it's connected to, like, a 100-pound barrel.
What if me and Colby go and grab the barrel?
Well, it's double barrels.
If that old lady hadn't had to have
because you have to have funeral. You have to have the gas and the oxygen.
Well, what if me and Colby go and get the barrels and bring them to my house? Can we blowtorch it next
yes.
week? Do you think that's against the policy of my
Most
lease?
Most likely.
I think it would absolutely
Pretty much.
Be. We're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Because I also probably assume that it's against the policy of my lease to just litter grease all over my neighborhood, so...
It was an accident.
It was. I'm just stupid.
The first time. The second time, it's like, I'm dumb.
Well, both times, it's I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Because it literally pooled.
Well, the first
pooled.
Time, you could have actually kind of been aware, like, oh, hey, look, there's something on the balcony.
Well, I didn't.
Before it got to
let
the
it
edge.
Get way out of
too. Yeah, before you let it get to the edge, too.
Yeah. I didn't figure it would move. I just thought, oh, it's a grease spot. Like, it'd just sit there. But no, it rolled on.
That also is kind of scary, because that means that your balcony is not level.
That's also true, probably.
So, yeah, that's a thing.
That's what you do. You incorporate yourself, then you tell everyone to go fuck themselves. I don't have any liability.
Sue me. That'd be great.
No yeah. liability.
Hey, can you pay the rent on my apartment so I can't get sued?
No.
Okay. That's too bad. All right. Well, we're now like 11 minutes past when we're supposed to take a break.
Okay.
So should we take our break and then?
Nah, let's just power through.
Okay. Just no breaks today?
Sure.
I don't think she really means
you're
that.
You're going to get
not a chance.
Another 10 minutes from now, and you're going to be like, can we break?
you
just don't want to break because you put your leg on
it. Well, I stretched this leg out because I can't feel it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take our first commercial break.
Okay.
Here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting Matthew.
He's pouting.
He's mad now.
Matthew's.
Oh, I made a move. Did you see that?
That's the best.
He worded. He's about to word. Watch him word.
Her name Matthew.
Say Matthew.
Matthew the worder.
Rollerton.
All right, everyone follow Matthew on Snapchat at Rollerton778. You'll get to see his...
It will not be worth it, I guarantee you.
Is it Rollerton778? Is there 778 on the
He doesn't know.
I'm pretty sure
he has no idea.
Do you realize that there was like 7,777 other people that...
A random orgasm, or are you dying a little?
That spelled Ralston wrong?
No.
Katrina just had an orgasm.
My leg is asleep, and it's all like at that tingly stage where it tickles and it hurts.
We're going to take a break so I can massage Katrina's leg. And welcome back to On the Internet. I won't say it yet because Marcus isn't here. I want to make
no
sure
way.
He sits down.
Who cares?
Man, you're so rude. Hey, can we trade headphones now?
Nope, you should have thought about that break.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, man.
Do it a break. It's I don't want it to take away from the show. You have no sad face, so don't give me that. That's pathetic.
All right.
I don't know what the hell that was.
That was me crying.
Oh, okay.
You should have seen his eyes.
How dare you?
I
was sad.
You need to work on that.
I'm going to work on your face.
Good luck with that.
There's no chance.
You got better luck with my headphones.
Anyway, we ready? Remember the jazz hands.
Yes.
We're prepared.
Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
Thank you, Marcus and Chris, for participating correctly.
No
Katrina,
problem.
That was inappropriate. I'm offended.
I can't
you
say
loved
it without it.
Don't even.
I was offended. I've never seen such harsh vulgarities
in my life.
Anyway, welcome back. So,
Show prep.
I want to talk about a few things today. It's kind
what?
Of
That's
it's
not...
kind of strange that I actually want to talk about a few
I
things.
I know. When you pulled
Mostly
that out,
Pokemon,
I was like...
Pokemon, though, right?
Pokemon is on here.
No! Can we just cross that off now?
That's the only reason he came.
Actually, it's actually not on here, but it's
Good.
On here.
No.
It's on here.
No.
I only see you once a week.
Yeah, which is why you should, you know, experience the time with me and not completely bombard me with Pokemon. That takes away from our time.
So I have to, like, confirm plans and things with you. During this time.
It's not going to happen.
So camping next weekend.
Not going to happen.
Why not?
Mark already told me.
Why?
He's like, I don't know, but he did not say no. And to be fair, I haven't really talked to him, but I added him to the event and he's just like, yeah, so he didn't say it, but he said, he was like, well, I hope you don't really want to go camping this weekend.
Why not?
Why? He didn't have time to talk after he said that. I was like, you bastard, but don't leave me hanging. What does that mean?
You're not having sex. So what could you be doing? Right? Or are you giving that up? Is that over?
I want to so bad.
Well, I would imagine so, but...
Oh, I have the funniest... I really shouldn't say it, but I've got the funniest story.
Okay, we gotta say it.
You've gotta say
told
it
me, You told me this happened yesterday.
This poor
and
man.
I was...
he's so abused. And he's married.
He told me this story, and I was cracking up for like 5 minutes, and he was just like... Well, it's not that funny, but I could not stop laughing.
What he was really saying is you were laughing at personal tragedy.
Yeah. It was the greatest thing.
He didn't lose his legs in Iraq, did he?
Okay, so he texts me and he said
spatula legs now.
He texts me and he said that he woke up in the weirdest mood. And so like that doesn't necessarily insinuate anything because he usually has different words for that. He usually says he woke up really happy or something like that.
Oh, but
he
said
I woke up in the strangest way or in the weirdest way. And I was like, okay.
I was on my dick.
He's like, so he does not remember his dream.
Okay.
But he's like, I guess he woke up, but when he woke up, he was on his side. And the way I envision it is how I'm going to tell it.
Oh, so, no, God.
He woke up on his side.
Is this going to make my dick hurt?
With the blanket in front of him.
Okay.
And he woke up in mid-hump.
Oh, he was humping his blanket?
That was the funniest thing to get, like, a visual of the news.
Well, not everyone can just sit back and Kegel masturbate all day long, Katrina. Some people actually have to have physical action. Are you Kegeling right now? Stop Kegeling.
I was.
Don't Kegel right now. Stop doing it. I can see everything in those shorts.
Yes, you can.
So why aren't you camping?
Knew I wanted to be first, Mike.
So, like, do you feel like he has a surprise planned? Is that the idea?
No, I know he bought me a surprise. And
I think he doesn't want to go camping.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is.
This was your idea to go to Lake Wilson.
I told you it probably wouldn't.
She did say it probably wouldn't happen.
I told you it probably wouldn't happen because Mike was in town. You say you understood that?
But I thought you said you wanted to go with Mark. Mm-hmm. Don't you wear the pants in the family?
Depends on the day.
He's just going to take the blame.
What? Every day, but one day in 2017? Other than that, yeah, you wear the pants. You have one day every decade called Mark Day, and he gets to say one thing to you. Then you put him back in his cage.
I would say it's more like 75-25, but...
I don't like this very much.
I know.
Katrina, can I please surprise you this week?
My balls.
No!
Got my balls back.
Okay, I'm gonna go hump this blanket.
Take them out of your purse, please.
Can I have my balls out your purse so I can hump my blanket?
Isolating it.
Can't do it.
I need some more blankets.
I really hope he doesn't listen to this episode. He'll be really mad.
I'm gonna ask him next week about
it. I'm gonna ruin him, and now he's like orthodox guys.
He's technically in class right now, so he won't hear this.
He's never signed up.
Nope. He's out of class now.
He's never signed up. We would know if he listened.
It's true.
You have to pay for this now. So
yeah, he knows.
We would know.
And I told him I don't want him listening.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Yep. We can bring it up next week though.
I'll be like, hey, Mark, you like blankets? Just see if those headphones hurting your head now or something? Take them off.
No.
Hey, let's trade. Since you got them off anyway.
No!
What if he can only have sex with you now through a blanket?
What if his entire mode has changed?
That's not true.
Like one of those Orthodox Jewish guys.
That's not going to happen.
They have the sheet.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
They cut the hole in the sheet.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Jews are weird, man. Don't mess with us. We'll weird you out.
What?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in Egypt. We have a
they didn't accept
like
Christ, and now look what happened.
I know, we murdered him.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
I have no idea about camping this weekend.
So when you're not going
Mark
camping.
Mark and I are going to talk tonight. Okay.
They're not going camping.
Because we really wanted you to go.
I really want to go!
Okay.
He's then, just taking his
I have,
blankets.
I have my
camping.
I have my, our whole week planned out with like what we're going to do each day to get save the dates done, to make sure we register in Manhattan, and I also want to have a date night, and then I also want to relax.
Okay.
Date night can happen easily on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
or mid-afternoon,
okay,
morning, whatever. It still would count as a date. It could be a date. Hello.
Okay. Just saying, clarify.
I think he's technically correct.
Itinerary.
He's just being an asshole. So, so then.
See what he has to deal with. Anybody doesn't automatically capitulate.
Would you marry this?
Yeah, I guess. I don't have any other prospects.
That's really much Mark's decision. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, no, he chose to get down
to the knee. I'm single. I've got nothing else going on.
I mean, again, Mark's decision.
Would you marry Marcus?
No,
not a chance.
Well, that's fair. No, see, I was...
Okay, hold on. Fuck, marry, kill. Me, Marcus Matthew.
I'm winning this in some way, I know.
You're not going to die.
I mean, somebody's going to do it.
He's dying.
I'm dead.
What was it?
Fuck, marry, kill. Me, Marcus Matthew.
Fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
You'd marry him, so.
Obviously, I would kill him.
Fuck him and marry you. It's probably
can I just fuck and marry you?
Damn.
Actually, I have no idea.
Damn.
I did that just because she said either way you're going to win, so screw you.
But I still exist.
So fuck.
I didn't die,
she said screw you.
I fucked you over in that sense, so but I'm bumped.
Oh.
Not good.
That deserves
I'm still
this.
Alive, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're better off than Matthew.
I'll just take my blanket and.
I'm just dead either.
You have it picked. I need to know if I'm being married or if I'm having sex.
I don't know him well enough.
So,
but so
no,
one night
stand? You're not, I mean,
exactly.
I know. That's why I'm.
I don't know. I don't know the names of people I've had sex with. Why do we keep track of this information?
Yeah, we forgot Matt.
I mean, I understand why they don't remember my name.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I will marry Seth. And
see, I knew that's what I was going to know.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Let's change it up. Me, Marcus Cameron.
See, I get killed.
You think so?
I'm fucked. Not in a good way.
It probably depends on the show we just did, whether or not she kills me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Seth might be.
How many times did I play this clip?
It's so hard. Yeah.
About that.
In which case, I would again go with, like, I will fucking marry Cameron. I will force it.
I will force it upon him.
Cameron, you're getting raped. Congratulations.
I don't think it's the fucking part that Cameron cares about. It's the marrying part.
That's why I said I would force him.
Yeah, the fucking
yeah,
works.
Actually,
he's okay with
Cameron. Marrying to Cameron is worse than the killing. He would rather be dead.
That's why I'm going to marry him. You're welcome.
So am I still the one having sex?
No.
I'm so dead in this situation.
So are you having sex with him?
Sure.
So you're having sex twice. I'm dying.
You're welcome.
Theoretical sex just doesn't
not?
Feel as good,
why
though.
Why not?
You know, if we were married, though, we would never have sex. That's so accurate. We would just sit around and eat chips and watch TV.
Uh-huh.
All day. All day. And you'd just be sitting there doing your Kegels.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm okay. I'm content.
Tighten this up for nobody.
Yep.
Yeah, see,
We need that on a shirt. Remember back when we had shirts?
Yes.
That would be great.
We have one.
Just a Kegel logo on the back. Stylized Kegel.
I do have two Rena and Leela shirts.
Yeah? We don't sell those anymore.
I know. I'm glad I got mine when I did.
I know.
Because I don't think Malia got one.
No, she did not. She never bought one. She's
and
cheap.
I have two.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I would love to have our K-Tard shirt back.
Well, we can make one for you specifically if you want one.
Yes, please.
Okay, we can make that happen. That'll never happen.
I know.
Just
Colby
like camping.
Got fired, so that might
well,
be
well, we didn't go through Colby back then. We went through a different company, so we'll just go
yeah.
back to that company.
My shirt's still saved.
I got my Starbucks shirt before he got fired, though, so it's all good.
No one cares.
I didn't. Yeah.
No one cares about your Starbucks.
Anyway, so you have show prep, and if not, I've got one topic to talk about.
Well, I kind of want to figure out about the camping, but I guess we're just not
going
to know.
Anyone else going?
Well, it's
Colby.
Me, Chris, and Colby, yeah. The idea was that we were going to go. Colby is just in town, so he was going to come with us.
That's stupid.
Like, really, the whole trip was around you.
Why does he have all weeks and weekends for him to come?
You're not even going. Why do you care?
Well, now I'm sure as hell not.
Why? You don't like Colby?
He's a fifth wheel.
No, he's not. What, are we going to have an orgy?
He makes me feel like a fourth wheel.
That doesn't make sense. You have Mark there, and you're not sleeping with him.
He makes me
if
feel
anything,
like a fourth wheel.
Me and Chris have three fifth wheels.
That is kind of
true. Three third wheels.
Mark's
that's how
the one
that works.
Not coming.
Really? Really?
I'll do it for him.
Cameron not coming?
No, Cameron is not coming. He has
Cameron's
to work.
Cameron's always coming.
Well, Matthew's planning like some type of weird, creepy, romantic getaway that weekend, so Cameron has to do all the shows.
I'm
I
definitely
think. It's
glad.
Called serial murder.
Shay, are you worried at all that you're going to be murdered next weekend? I think that's a
that
yes.
Makes,
I was gonna.
I think
that's a cry for
yeah,
help.
That's what I was gonna say. She is scared out of
Please
her mind.
Please help me.
Okay. Well, we had a really long first segment.
Yeah.
And I do have some prep, and we have a game that we're supposed to play.
Yes.
So I'm proposing that we end this segment 10 minutes early. And
to
do
make
our,
us on time.
And do our long segment next break.
That sounds good.
Because there
sure.
are some things I want to talk about. I want to talk
like
about...
What?
Well, I want to talk about this website that's really weird. I just want to show you it.
Okay.
And then I do want to tell you something that's going to disgust you involving my Nintendo thing, but it won't take long.
Okay, fine.
I just want
promise.
I just want to enrage you.
Promise.
I promise.
Okay.
Old Mario promise.
I just want to enrage you. I'm not going to spill any beans, but yes. And
that was some beans.
And then you said you had a story, and then we have a game.
Okay.
So all kinds of exciting things.
Yay!
Should we do 60 seconds with Chris this time around?
If we have time.
Okay. If we have 60 seconds.
Basically.
If we have 60 seconds to spare, we're going to do that. All right. So we're going to take our second break. I'm going to take those headphones back.
Nope. Nope.
And we will be right back. I finally got my headphones back. The show sounds so much better now.
So happy for you.
So much better. Anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's
on the internet.
Katrina, you didn't dance.
Nope.
What's wrong? Headphone envy? Do I need to buy you a pair of these headphones?
Yes!
Okay. I will make that happen
for you. Why do you even have to, like, ask that? You should know better.
Sorry. I should have just got two in the first place. What is Matthew laughing hysterically at?
Something Cameron did.
I don't know what's happening, but Cameron apparently did something hilarious.
He was slightly in the shot, so.
Okay. So let's jump right into this. Pat it fade out.
So, yay.
Here we go.
I respect the patented fade out.
I'm now going to try to pull up a website on this computer.
Oh, well, 2 hours later.
Okay. It's going to work. Totally. It's going to work, Katrina.
Sure.
What are you doing? Are you looking at your address labels for your wedding in the middle of our show?
I'm not looking at them. I'm trying to type them.
Can you not do that in our show?
Can you not have my headphones on right now?
If I give you your headphones, will you close your computer?
Maybe.
I need a firm yes.
I mean, yes, of course.
I need a firm yes.
I promise I will shut my computer.
All right, let's trade.
Psych!
To be honest with you, it's like...
Friendship.
Those are way too...
What?
They hurt... They're like, make my head way too sweaty because they're tighter than these.
Oh, you could make them loose. I totally tightened them up because
I made them loose. They're still just sweaty.
That's weird because you're sweaty. I'm not.
I don't know what you're saying.
You're sweaty.
I know I'm sweaty.
But she's been wearing them. The whole show was her.
I know. In that 5 seconds that I was wearing them, I got twice
super
as sweaty.
Okay. Got it.
Headphone heels, people.
Here we go. I'm going to the website.
That makes no sense. Can you just not?
Tidying them.
newhive.com/mileshiroo/parts. Let's see if this works. I'll read the story.
Miles,
not safe for work. Interactive art lets you play with other people's bodies and your own.
Ooh, that's weird.
Artist and Carnegie Mellon student Miles Payton has published Parts, Parts, Parts as an art project that allows users to upload animated clips of their body parts and piece them together with other submitted body parts on a digital collage board.
Wow. That's weird.
The piece is described as an anonymous interactive alternative to sending nudes. Parts, Parts, Parts is available across 3 pages, and it's a sweet, light, and warm work, unashamed of the human body, at least at the moment.
90% of the internet's dicks.
So, I was going to try to pull it up on this computer.
It does not appear to be loading.
It does not appear that this website works in this browser, which is...
Yeah, like, it...
probably hasn't been updated in ages.
It's very sad, because I really wanted to show you these. It's just not going to work.
What's the website?
I don't know if you can do it on a phone, but here's the URL. You want to give it a shot there? Give it a shot. Does this computer have Chrome on it?
I don't know. No idea.
It does.
Fire.
Miracle.
Chrome version 2. Look at this old icon. Oh, my God.
Super old.
It's like a blast from the past. It's like 2008.
God. I think this computer needs an update.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe 1 or 2. Jesus.
Let's see here. I just want to start Google Chrome. Welcome to Google Chrome. Isn't President Bush fantastic? That's what it says here. Did it work on your phone?
Oh, it's loading. Praise Lord Zeno. It took me a while to type it in.
The economy seems to be failing.
All right.
Loading, loading, loading.
I'm pasting it into here. Our internet is also atrocious, loading. Which is might be part of the problem.
Nice try.
Okay, it's now on. I now have it pulled up in Chrome. Still nothing.
Oh, I got a sad face.
Although, honestly, it just might not have loaded yet.
I got a paper sad face icon.
Well, this is a really lame segment. You're I was hoping for more.
It's not going so well.
Well,
there's still Mulan, though.
It was very cool. I'll tell you that. I looked at it today at work. It's like, so imagine like, basically, like, photoshopped out snippets of people's bodies. So there's just, like, a bunch of lips, like, floating and making kissy faces. And then there's a bunch of, like, eyeballs, like, blinking.
That's
and then
weird.
There's randomly tits. And then a lot of dicks. Because it's the internet.
90% of the internet is all dick.
That's true. That's true. It's like it's Matthew's Wonderland, as I can call it. Did you click that link I texted you earlier, by the way?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Would you, I need to send that to Cameron, actually.
Yeah, I'll show it to Cameron.
Oh, you show it to Cameron?
Yeah. Is it Lemon Party?
It's too bad. No.
Meat Spin?
That was awesome.
I sneezed. Oh, okay.
Loved it.
Well, I would recommend that you check out those websites on a computer that's from this century, and check it out. It'd be a lot of fun.
No.
Did it work for you?
No, not a chance. Cameron, you need to read this text message later.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Oh, no, you can do it now.
Okay, I'm excited.
That was totally.
I'm sure it's from Mark about them becoming Facebook friends.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, what did he say?
He's stupid.
What did he say? Who's Cameron? Am I camping with him next weekend? Suck,
no,
we're not camping.
Stupid. He's stupid.
What did he say?
Is he bringing his own blanket too?
What did he say?
I know, right?
The suspense.
Right?
I would even ever know.
I know, right?
What did he say?
What did he say?
I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
That's why I accepted.
Like Mark, some big shot. And we're going to care if he doesn't accept our friend request?
He's a big baby.
What did he say about me when I friend requested him?
He didn't.
He didn't say anything?
No.
That's good. I like to be nobody. Okay. Well, I was expecting that segment to last longer, and it didn't. And to be honest with you, I'm very sad about it. So, we have a game. Let's just do
no,
that.
No. You can do my story. My story won't take
oh,
long.
Oh, what's your story?
Mine's more of a comment, and then I figured you would comment on it also.
Okay.
So, as you know, The Daily Show...
Oh yeah,
they have a new host.
Uh huh.
Is that on your list of topics?
Oh, it's in my prep here.
Okay, well, it is Trevor Noah.
Yep.
And that was the only reason I knew this is because my practicum lady told me, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I actually, I'm gonna say no Trevor Noah, but I know of him because I watched his Netflix comedian show, and I really like him, so I think he's
well.
Cool.
He cut a lot of hot water because apparently he's an anti-Semite, and hates women. Apparently.
See, that's what I didn't get what the anti-Semite.
Well, one of the
was.
Things he tweeted was, "I'm gonna go out tonight and look super beautiful dash fat chicks."
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
That's great.
But he makes fun of everyone pretty equally.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
like,
he also made a lot of jokes about like Jews loving money, which as a Jew,
he even talks
lols
about,
for days. We love money. There's nothing wrong with that.
He talks about how people don't know how to speak English, and particularly the black urban population. He's like, "What?
Katrina, stop being racist."
I'm not being racist. I'm.
You
doing
can't
what
say
he
black
did.
And urban in the same sentence. That's no, racist.
They're the ones that are more likely to change.
They.
When the urban area are more likely to change the English
I don't even
language.
Know what you're saying right now. I'm just trolling you.
You're stupid.
I feel like there's an N-word about to come out.
There was. I was about to have to bring out the Sig Heil music. It's Cameron's one rule. I can't play that music. So I'm going to play it one day.
I just really like him. I don't know.
I like him too.
I can't read stories.
Well, it's so stupid that like he works for Jon Stewart. Like Jon Stewart is going to hire someone who's an anti-Semite. Jon Stewart is like the most famous and important Jew of all time. Like maybe Moses.
Yeah, and Stewart wouldn't, I mean, I'm sure he had a say in like who was going to be his replacement.
Yeah, he handpicked this man.
His comment is, I'm thrilled for the show and for Trevor. He's a tremendous comic and talent that we'd loved working with. We have loved working with.
Yeah, I don't know why he would pick someone that's bad.
May rejoin as correspondent just to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Not only that, they were going after like 5-year-old tweets.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
Exactly. Who cares? And also,
and he's a
they're
comedian,
funny.
So, like, I mean, he's going to do it. I'm sure everyone's
going to find
Jewish
kid
something.
In my German car. That was good.
Like, Patton Oswalt today did
amazing.
57, I think it was 57 tweets
was
all
amazing.
In a row about based off one joke that said, why did a man throw butter out the window? Because he wanted to see a butterfly. And he did this entire breakdown.
He's like
of
deconstructed.
Like, yeah, he's
single,
like,
yeah.
He's like, he started with like, he highlighted man. And he's like, this is not a misogynist term. Man here is a stand-in for all of humanity. It could be you. It could be your friend. It
like
could be your person down the street.
Cat.
And then he went through the entire joke. And then basically he's like, comedy is not for everyone. This joke is not necessarily meant for you. If you don't find it funny, that's fine. Some people do. And like he basically defended comedy.
He said, like, welcome to comedy in 2015, Trevor
yeah,
Noah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how he ended it. He said,
it
welcome to comedy in 2015, Trevor Noah. Yeah.
Patton Oswalt is amazing.
Yep. He's brilliant. So I would recommend you go see that. I tried to print it, but it was like 12 pages long. And there was no chance I was going to be able to read all those tweets.
Oh,
with
no.
Katrina's sitting here. So even though she's really into this Trevor Noah guy, because I am just totally filling time right now while she is knee deep in this story.
I've actually been listening to you fill this
sure.
time.
Sure. What's the last word I said?
You're how you're trying to make me feel this time, and you were knee deep.
Okay,
it's pretty
good.
Good job, Cameron.
See, he was listening. What were you doing? We play our game now.
Let's get to the game.
I like Trevor Noah.
I love Trevor Noah.
I think
have
he's
you
gonna
actually
be great.
Seen his comedian?
Nope.
His video?
I've never heard of him.
You should watch it. It's on Netflix. It's great.
All right. Is it like a stand-up special on Netflix?
Yeah. No. It's just it's a stand-up. I don't think it's a special. Like it's his actual own. Like
yeah. So it's like
comedians.
His stand-up on a video.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, will you guys kiss a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
If that Marcus, if that's your
that
kiss face,
I was a little worried that was his kiss
that explains
face.
His issues.
I understand now why you haven't had some action in a while. It's because of that face. Let's work on that.
It's because of this face.
No.
That's a big face.
No, it's pretty much a...
Yeah, it looked like you had just farted
a
fish.
I mean, I don't do that, so...
I do.
It's because you don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Got my tongue out.
For some reason, that was a... I'm hard. For some reason. I don't know why.
Good.
It's horrific.
Boner-rific.
Yeah.
We can put that on a shirt.
Again,
we
could. He's not getting
boner
laid.
Time.
I like these quotes.
Okay. Here's a game.
Alrighty. Can I get some, give me some, upbeat music.
Alright, upbeat music.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Boring story music.
There's one on here called boring story music.
Chariots of Fire!
That is beautiful. That's not upbeat music. Here we go.
Alrighty. So, today's game is Florida or Germany.
Oh no!
Yes, I've heard this a time or two.
Yes,
I gotta find some good.
I need some.
That's too short.
Yeah, that's too short. Just play it over and over again. Yeah.
This would be good. Yeah. It's just so short.
That's nice. So anyway, so I'm gonna tell you a headline, and then I'm gonna tell you a couple of the details out of the article. But I've edited it to a point where I've left out.
Where it is.
Right.
Identifying.
Give it away completely. And by the way, all of these are absolutely horrible stories.
Okay. Well, it's Florida or Germany.
Right.
So, yeah.
These are bad things that are happening in our world.
Okay.
The first article. Actually, I like that last one.
Let's do that. It's more sophisticated.
Anyway, this first one is woman wakes up with her hair on fire.
Shay. That's your tomorrow. Be careful.
Hey, look out. Authorities say a woman's shoulder-length hair
did you write
fire.
This?
Yes.
Are we doing together like the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
Group effort here.
Did you write this down?
Yeah, off the website.
We're a real high-tech operation
that's
around here.
That's because they do it right before the show. Right.
Printers are not a thing at the Duo Studio.
No.
No. Okay, I'm sorry for
it.
They
don't work well. Anyway.
Lady walked up with her hair on fire.
Authorities say a woman's shoulder-length hair caught on fire after she fell asleep next to a simmering pot of potpourri.
Mmm.
Germany.
Yeah, I was going to go with Germany.
I'm going to say Florida.
All right.
We're
well, there's
a group
little more.
Effort.
There's a little more. Let me read more of the article.
Okay.
She wasn't feeling well and dazed off while sitting on the couch.
Was there any strudel about?
Not quite. She had potpourri nearby with a candle burning beneath it.
I know, my beard rock.
Authorities say the fire... the fire detectors. The authorities say the fire detectors in the
Germany because they said working. Fire detectors.
Yeah, Germany.
Germany, everybody.
And that's why I said
Germany
because of the potpourri.
You would know. You're German.
Exactly.
We're going with Germany.
And I'm sorry. The answer is Florida.
Only
we're done. This game's
heard
over.
Anyone, like burn potpourri.
I thought really old lady though could be burned in some potpourri.
Old ladies don't have long hair generally.
Shoulder length. It says shoulder length.
It's kind of long.
Okay, we failed.
It's true, it is pretty long for an old lady.
She should have gone with my first instinct, guys.
Next
Bummer.
Time.
Bummer.
Okay.
All right. The
so
next
Seth
headline.
Has one.
Well, technically, we're a group.
We're a group, Katrina.
Group.
Technically, you guys are dragging
me down. Get with the group
I know.
Effort.
Yeah. I know, I'm just saying.
Technically, you guys dragged me down.
Oh, whatever.
To your level.
Anyway, next.
Next headline. Ex-cop jailed for cannibalism website killing.
I want to say Florida, so I feel like we should
I know.
Do Germany.
I feel Florida. What was your first instinct?
Florida. It's Germany, though.
Exactly. So that answer is Germany. Florida.
Are you ready for the details?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. A court sentenced a former police officer to 8 years and 6 months in jail for killing a willing victim he met on a website for cannibalism fetishes.
Wait. There's a person who wanted to be cannibalized?
Yes.
But first killed. Then eaten. For
how do
a
you?
Fetish.
Yeah, I understand fetishes.
I guess for the person dying, it was just like the thought of that as a last thing that they do was super giggity. And for the cop who did it, he felt the same way.
Wait, it was a cop that did it?
A cop did it, yes.
Was there strudel around?
It was not strudel.
But he was arrested for this?
Yes, he was arrested, and
he just can't eat people.
8 years and 6 months in jail for killing a willing victim he met on a website for cannibalism fetishes.
They give you a lot longer jail
sentence. I'm going to say Florida because this feels like typical German behavior. So I'm going to go with my opposite.
I feel like it wouldn't be...
I feel like fetishes are more rampant in Germany.
We didn't want to say Florida to begin with, so you want to just stick with Florida?
Sure, we'll stick with
Florida.
All
right, I'm outvoted.
I thought you said Florida.
I'm going to say Germany.
What? You're just being a dick.
No, I'm not. It's Germany.
Because
originally Chris and I said we think Florida, so therefore we're going to go with Germany.
I'm going to say Germany.
Okay, Germany.
Correct. It is Germany.
Yeah!
This story came out of Dresden. Jesus.
Dresden, wow.
Dresden.
We got a point.
This last one. God. Is the worst one.
Oh, wait, there's
only
three?
Yeah.
He had to write these with his hand.
I told you it was going to be short.
He had to write these with his... Oh, sorry. Didn't realize this had turned off.
So anyway, this one's the worst one for me. And I think you should all immediately know, because I have a Batman... I have a problem with Batman doing this.
Yep.
So I'm not going to allow anyone else to do this.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
The headline is, trial set for woman accused of drowning a puppy at an airport.
Okay.
That's not okay.
Repeat it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Trial set for a woman accused of drowning a puppy at an airport.
Was it a cute puppy?
All puppies are cute.
I don't know. There's
I don't have
puppies.
A photo of it.
Okay. Do you know what kind of puppy it was?
Yes, I do.
Was there strudel?
There was no strudel. There may have been strudel.
There probably was strudel.
The dog's name is strudel.
The dog's name is strudel. The strudel was drowned. Don't laugh at that, Cameron. That was a dog.
Oh. All right, you guys ready for the article?
Yes. Okay. Give me the D's.
A June trial has been scheduled for a woman accused of drowning a puppy at an airport.
Germany. There's never going to be a trial 2 months after a crime happens in the United States of America. You think so?
My trial's set for May 19th.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. We need more details.
The 57-year-old waived her right to a preliminary. Thank you for everyone who speaks the
more evidence speaker. For Germany. The lady is under 80.
There's a lot of old people in Germany. I don't think you realize.
No, but he means there's no young people in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're Hispanic. Or Cuban. Sorry.
What's her name? Cuban. Is her name Alicia Gonzalez?
No, I can't give you a name.
Why not?
Because I would give it away, obviously.
Okay.
Her name is Hansel versus Rita.
She asked for a plea of not guilty.
Okay.
Okay. After being barred from boarding the flight because the puppy... was so young and not properly.
So she just took care of it in the airport? That's messed up.
Authorities say they saw her enter a bathroom. Another woman soon reported finding a dead Doberman puppy in a toilet.
Oh, Doberman. Oh,
in the toilet, lols.
German Doberman.
Oh, it's true. Wait, is that a cliche, though?
Maybe he's trying to trick us. Well, he went Florida, Germany.
He's not going to go back to Florida, because that's what he—that's what we would expect.
That's what he thinks we'd do.
So maybe
that's
he did.
What I think that you think, I think what I would do.
This one's hard.
Science.
This one is.
Because Germany has airports. And dogs.
They do.
And ladies.
And creepy ladies true. That
crazy
drown them.
Crazy ladies, yes. Drown their puppies in toilets.
I'm going to say, this is hard.
It really is.
My instinct. I don't know what my instinct is.
She was 57.
Well, I could still be Florida.
Yeah, I admire the gumption, though.
I'm gonna say Germany.
I was thinking Florida, so I think we should go
but
Germany.
I do believe Germany, my Germany. Gut says Florida.
Florida.
But my head. My mind is telling me Germany.
That's kind of what
but
I
my
feel.
Body. My body is saying Florida.
You want to pee on little children now, or?
I think Florida.
Florida?
One, two.
Germany? Florida?
Have.
Yeah.
my gut says Florida. My mind says Germany.
We should go with Germany then, because if our guts are always wrong.
That is true.
No, they were right that one time.
People are guessing.
Literally
shit.
One time.
We had this exact conversation.
Okay, what are you thinking?
She thinks Florida.
Let's go with Katrina on this one.
Okay, we're going with
Good,
Katrina.
We're
going
to go with our gut.
I'm going to escape.
We're wrong. I can see his face.
You are correct.
Woo! Oh my God. Thank you, Katrina.
Let's
show right. your boobs. I tried again. It didn't work.
It didn't.
Would
fact,
you quit?
What did she Florida. Do?
She moved us to use on my bra.
Was right there.
Wait, I missed boob.
You did.
Just her bra.
We saw a full Katrina
top.
Nipple. What are you guys doing? We could have totally got him going.
Top boob.
Damn.
You know how much I like boobs.
Anyway, this has been Florida or Germany.
Woo.
Join us next week while we just get Matthew naked and ridicule him in public.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's your idea?
What's your idea?
We want you guys.
I've been drinking Red Stripe out of a can. This can't be good for me.
We want you guys to do. Since Mark will be in the studio next week on the show, addressing the engineering team now, not our producers. We need an extra mic somehow because both Colby and Mark will be here.
Jesus.
Now addressing the production team, Katrina wants a love quiz.
Like what they do on the
Match game.
97.5 or whatever it is, which 96.3 doesn't want.
Like where they write, let's just say Katrina, do you want to do Mark's favorite thing is X and then you guess what she said? Like you each have 10 questions before the show and you answer them and you each have to guess what the other person answered?
See if they match.
Yeah, or just a variety of questions and see if we get the same answer. Like your vacation is.
We could do it on the air and then as he asks the question, write it down and then show it.
We could do that. Okay. And then for the sake of comedy, because Katrina's lover is here, my lover is also here. I would like the same with Colby.
Hey, what about me?
Same brain.
I always get left out and I'm here every week.
See, this is why Colby shouldn't be here.
Let's do 60 Seconds with Chris now so she feels more included.
No.
Do you have a story for 60 Seconds with Chris?
No.
Yes.
Are you just saying? Who farted in here? Do you smell it?
It got really quiet, though.
No,
that was great.
I don't actually.
I can fart if you need.
That means it was him. That means it was him. Does that smell like fart, or does it smell like Sharpie? Because it smells like fart in here.
Could be my feet.
Sharty.
It was definitely this guy.
You. It could be you.
No, because it's wafting. You guys will smell it.
Lovely.
It's either her. No, because it would hit you at the same time it hit me. It's got to be this guy over here with his fucking giant bug glasses.
Right over the vent.
Did you fart?
Yeah.
See, we knew it. I knew he farted. God damn it.
All right, you can have this mic back.
So work on that.
All right.
And try to do it before 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
No promises.
Wait, what's she showing?
Don't we already have a wireless mic?
Yeah, we do have a wireless.
So apparently he didn't mean that.
So just set that up then. Someone's just going to have to hold a mic.
Or we just buy a new microphone. Let's just buy it in the mic. It'll make Nick happy.
Well, maybe we'll be real lucky and we'll have a brand new board.
Yeah. I think we should just buy one and not tell Nick.
That'll work out great.
It will. It'll work fantastic.
A difference between $40 and $500, I'm sure you won't mind at all.
So anyway. 60 Seconds with Chris?
Okay. We still don't want Colby next week.
So this week, I was planning for our camping trip that I was hoping Katrina would attend. But apparently, she's not going to.
This is her
to.
Minute. This is a waste.
Anyway, I found some awesome recipes in case anyone is going camping.
Ah, shit!
One, you take Bailey's and you dip marshmallows and then you roast them. And I think alcohol and marshmallows sounds delicious. My second one
I can still do
is a way to make campfire bacon. Because you probably only have one, small area to make bacon. So you take it and you take a skewer and you scrunch a ton of bacon on there and then cook it on a skewer and it saves a lot of room.
Can't do this at your house, Katrina.
A lot more bacon.
I'll do it.
And so now,
you can't do this at your house.
I think Katrina should come because
I want you.
There'd be all kinds of fun recipes and
just
Seth will eat steak with his hands.
What do you mean steak with my hands?
Last time, our silverware would not cut the steak, so
but
we had to eat it with our hands.
But I bought a knife. So we
did
good.
Buy a giant knife and a spatula.
Katrina is not listening anymore.
She's not.
I heard knife and spatula.
Yep.
I was texting Mark and I was like, so can we go camping next weekend? And then I also realized that he's going to be here next week, so you guys can also bombard him to be like, why aren't you going camping? Katrina said you would.
Yeah, we could dedicate a whole segment to that.
That's true.
We could totally guilt him and be like, Katrina really wanted to do this. Are you really going to start your marriage by not giving your wife what she wants?
Unhappy.
Yeah. You don't want to make this woman unhappy.
That is true.
That's a legit concern. Mm-hmm. She will ruin everything about you in your life.
You would know.
I would.
Because you continue to ruin my life. I continue to ruin yours.
It's the only way to defend myself against your ruining. So, anyway. So, last week. Okay, Katrina's now picking at her leg.
You not just
oh, my God. There's a giant hair on your thigh.
It's on my thigh. And
it's
long
huge.
And it's black.
Well, I mean, that's generally the color of hair down there, isn't it?
But it's too low to be pubic hair.
Is it possible
your
that
eyebrows
you...
are blondish, though, so...
Are your pubes blonde?
Not really.
Blondish?
Blondish. Can I show you mine and ask if they're blonder than that? Because mine are black as night.
Oh, goodness gracious. They're...
It's darker than my hair.
Okay.
But lighter than yours.
Okay.
Like a dirty.
I kind of need to see this to know what you're talking about.
I can't tell you because I shaved.
Oh. Man, you're doing all this prep for Mark. He ain't going to see. It ain't going to matter. Are you trying to seduce him?
Mm-hmm.
Katrina, you're supposed to wait till marriage. Mm-mm. No?
No, Katrina's done with that.
Whose idea was that? Was it his idea? Oh, it was a joint idea. Whose idea was it? Come on, be real. He ain't listening.
He no, it really was joint.
Oh, who said it,
it really
first?
It really was joint. However,
who said it first?
However, I think I did, but he was thinking it. Or he was saying it, but I was thinking it.
Yeah, I'm sure the man was like, yeah, that's a great idea. I've been thinking about that all day.
No, so seriously, the two thoughts here.
The two thoughts were penis and vagina.
No, it's just an image. So I was thinking, like, if he comes here for this week, you know, we could do it, and then we still have 3 months to not do it before the wedding. But then I was like, well, shit, if we do it this week, then we're going to do it when he moves here. So, like, that's kind of defeats the purpose
of what you're saying is just give up, have sex like crazy rabbits. Have you ever had sex in the woods? It's glorious.
The only way she's getting laid is she puts a blanket over her pussy.
I'm telling you, Katrina, the best aphrodisiac is the great wild.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Get out there. There's nothing else to do but stare at each other's bodies.
Where is Colby going to sleep?
That's a great damn question.
He's going to buy it all. His mom will give him money.
That's probably true. We'll have to figure that out. Chris did say that me and Colby could make her into a sandwich, though. So
I also have to find our two-room tent. Wow. I don't even know if we still have it.
You've got to have a tent, Katrina. You live in Omega.
No. We had a dome tent, and Trevor called dibs because he went camping with his friend. And
natural.
And so now I think it's at his place.
You don't want that tent; it still smells.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're not.
Sorry, Trevor.
No, you're not.
He hates me, so I don't care.
He does.
He hates me,
especially now.
He still hates me, right?
No,
he does. I saw his Snapchat when he flipped me off.
That's because you didn't answer your phone.
You called me?
Yes, and we left a message. He left a message.
No.
Yes.
You did not.
It was on Valentine's Day, and you're like, I completely forgot he was coming into town.
Let me see this.
February 14th.
11th? 18th.
That's because you deleted
it. What about the 18th? Would that be you?
No. Let's not. Can we not listen to my voicemail?
Hey, Seth, it's Katrina.
Stop it.
That's not going to be.
Stop
that's not going to Trevor. So you didn't call me, you big
yes,
liar.
Yes, we did. I fucking have proof.
No, prove it.
I will.
I don't see no missed calls in here.
We called you.
You did call me. There is a missed call
and
in here on the 14th.
And we left a voicemail.
He didn't leave a voicemail.
I think Trevor psyched out.
Oh, he's got scared.
I don't say hang up. Hang up. I don't want to talk.
Well, that's sad.
I know.
But, okay, so what's Mark saying about you telling him let's go camping?
I don't know.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ask why don't you want to go, or why don't you know?
You fuck on the ground. Nobody wants to fuck on the ground.
All I said was, so, can we go camping?
You wouldn't fuck on the ground?
I don't know.
Is it? I've never done it.
Why not?
The woman came in here right now and said, I will have sex with you, but only on the ground.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. See?
I'm saying
that's in Katrina's position.
I wouldn't prefer to have sex on the ground.
Katrina's trying to seduce her man.
I'll take it.
Do you think you're going to have to try really hard to seduce him?
No.
So why don't you just say you're going to have sex then and stop pretending like you're going to do something good?
Because I don't really...
Is the last time you saw Mark the last time he was here?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex with him the day before he left? Or the day that he left?
No.
He didn't?
The last time we had sex was on New Year's.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's right, because you stopped for the entire year.
It was our New Year's resolution.
That's right.
Not to have sex until the wedding.
Not to have sex until March.
That's dumb.
Oh, April, I'm
April.
Sorry.
April.
New month.
You could tell him right, oh, here you go, Katrina. Text him right now and be like, I've been thinking about our pact. I think we should give it up because I miss you too much. And then if he has a negative reaction, be like, April Fools! Because it's April 1st, you get a free pass.
That's so mean.
You can do that.
Yeah, the guy's like in love with a blanket.
I'll do it later. Remind me.
And then you can see, you know, if he negative reacts to it, you know, and if he doesn't, then you get sex.
I almost feel like we should do that on the air, but I can't keep a straight face for that.
He's just going to get a boner.
Was he going to see your face in the phone?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but he'll be able to hear my voice, and he'll be able to tell that I'm laughing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Is there a boner emoji?
And he also knows I'm still on the show.
Oh, you were going to call him. I see. Okay.
Seth just text him.
I mean, I could.
Well, she actually likes to call people. She's not like me.
I don't use emojis,
but
is there a boner
emoji?
Well, that,
but he also takes
a
little while to respond.
There's a, like, jizzing emoji. You can use that.
She's going to get that back, probably.
You never use a jizz emoji?
I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, it's the water droplet shooting out.
I've seen the poo emoji.
Yeah, the poo is definitely there. Did you know the poo emoji is the same shape as the top of the ice cream emoji?
I did.
It's messed up.
It's not ironic okay. because I
chocolate
don't really
ice
use
cream,
emojis.
Maybe.
It's messed up right there. Okay, what were we talking about?
Oh, Mark.
I feel like we were
What did he say?
Doing something.
He being lame. Lame, Mark. Lame.
Hopefully he didn't send the poo emoji back.
I should. Are you really going to want to spend the weekend camping when I am only there for a week? We'll have plenty of time to go camping after I move there in May.
I guess I don't understand the difference between camping together.
I think
you like my text, Katrina. Yeah.
I think he means like spending a lot of time with other people when they could be just together, the two
like
of them.
It looks like a heart.
Yeah, it's not as vulgar.
Or a broken heart.
It's not as vulgar on Android. This is what it looks like on my phone. It's a lot more spurty.
Spurty.
So is the idea that he doesn't want to see you with other people?
No, because we're going to be with my parents.
So then what's the difference between camping together and being at your parents' house together?
I think part of it's just that it's going to take, he's like me where it's lazy and he's like, because then we have to get all the camping gear ready and then we have to go out there. And
she's not carrying it.
But you just have to really get like a tent.
Which we have.
And a light.
Which we don't have.
And pack two things of clothes. That's it.
I don't have two things of clothes.
Yeah, I don't have clothes.
And if you guys could buy, like, some hot dogs, that'd be helpful. But other than that, that's about
it. Yeah, because we can carpool on Crab Colby.
I have a giant car. We can carpool.
We cannot fix... Well, we can, but then Colby's just kind of awkwardly there. Because you only fit five people in your...
No, I can set up the back seats.
You've got a third
I
row.
I could put Colby in the dummy row in the back.
He'd just have to be in the back row.
Yeah, I can do that.
You would put Colby in the...
Sure. You can sit back there. Do
yeah,
then
I'm going to hear the two of you talk the whole time.
Me and Colby? Oh, yeah, we'd be yelling back and forth the whole time.
That's awful.
No, in reality, me and you would be talking because you don't shut up.
Yeah. Actually, I fall asleep on car trips after half an hour if I'm not driving.
So then it wouldn't matter. You'd be asleep.
I would be asleep.
Because it's a two-hour drive,
I guarantee you I'll be asleep before Salina.
So there you go. It'd be really easy. Yeah.
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 So bring this up next week.
Okay, I want to ask him about it. I'm going to look him dead in the eyes, just like I'm going to do Marcus. I'll be like, listen, man. She'll suck your dick if you go camping.
Whoa, they. I'm there.
Marcus is coming now.
I heard dick sucking over there.
So, okay.
Not for you.
I'll just bring that up. We'll just go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so last week I totally tuned Katrina out of the show by talking about essentially I wanted to get back into Nintendo stuff.
Yep.
Pokemon, you know, and things like that. So, just as a follow-up for the rabid fans out there, when I recorded this show last week, I had 3 amiibos. I now have 16.
Oh, shit.
No wonder when I said, let's do dinner, like, I'm broke.
It's my plague level now.
I spent a lot of money on amiibo. I also, me and Chris fished the Pokemon cards out of my storage closet, and I have now organized them. By release and by number.
They're not finished organizing, though.
I am so
We still
sorry.
Have a lot left.
That's okay. It's not bad.
And then...
it's not bad.
You know, Seth, I can probably get you an amiibo discount, just so you know.
Not really, but...
If you can... I will... You want to be blown.
Glaring at me.
I'm your guy. I'm
right here.
If you give me some amiibo. There's my collection as it stands right now. You can just take a look at that. See how many of those characters...
Although I pretty much just have 85 peaches and... Like... Yeah,
I basically have everything that's not rare now. Although Hastings had a Toad.
Is that Kirby?
You didn't have Toad.
Yeah, Toad is incredibly rare.
I put those on the peg myself.
I went and got Toad from Hastings. I felt like a dumbass because I think it was Monday night, I went to Walmart, GameStop, Best Buy, the other GameStop, and Target.
And then he came home.
And I bought probably like 9 emojis, or amiibo. I keep calling emojis. Amiibos. And I got, like, every one of them that's not rare. And Chris is like, where's Toad? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I think they had Toad at Hastings. And so I had to get back in the car and we had to drive all the way back over to Hastings to get a Toad. And they had him. It was great. Hey, well, okay.
Hastings.
How many of those can you name?
I mean, if I can't name them, I can at least tell you what they're from.
Okay.
First one, I don't have a clue.
What direction are you going for?
From left to right.
Okay.
And it's also kind of dark. So
that's Toon Link. This is the very first one on that right there.
Yeah.
A monkey that looks like Donkey Kong.
That'd be Diddy Kong.
The dinosaur, frog looking thing.
That's
from
Yoshi.
Mario, from Mario.
Yoshi.
The mushroom from Mario.
Toad.
That's Toad.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Princess Peach.
Yep.
You got one.
I did play Mario Kart with you that one time. Those couple times. And then you have the dinosaur frog thing again.
Yoshi. Again. Yep.
And then you have Kirby.
Yep.
And then you have...
No, Kirby.
It looks like Adam. Iron Man. I liked Kirby.
Samus.
I don't know why.
Samus.
Another Princess Peach.
Yep.
Then you have a Luigi.
Yep.
Then you have a gold Mario.
That's correct.
And then you have the spiky looking thing from Mario.
Bowser.
Koopa. Bowser. Oh, wait, what's Koopa?
No, Koopa's
King
not...
King Koopa.
King Koopa, yeah, Bowser.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you have Pokemon. Then you have another Mario.
Okay, Pikachu, and then Mario again, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then you have another Donkey Kong. And then I can't see the last
it's
one.
Actually Donkey Kong. I believe it's Link on the other end.
Yeah, it is, but it's really dark.
Link,
am I the only one who thinks Princess Peach is hot?
Oh, no. I looked right up that dress on that amiibo.
Rosalina's better.
Don't judge me, Matthew. Like, you wouldn't do the same thing.
Rosalina's better.
Describe it to me.
It's just like her legs going into a solid pink piece of plastic. Damn. They didn't do any type of Japanese nan to that.
So how many did you say you have?
Here? I have 16 now.
And I knew 13 of them.
I'm missing. Why do you need 13?
No, I knew 13 of them.
You knew three. You knew Kirby, Princess Peach, and Mario.
And Luigi.
Luigi. Four.
Okay, you knew
four. I at least knew what the other ones were from.
Yeah.
So I got 13.
Dinosaur, frog, looking thing.
You didn't
thing.
Know Bowser. That's like knowing Luke Skywalker, but not Darth Vader. That's basically what just happened right there. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
She's not a premier Nintendo fan like you.
I know. The only ones I'm missing that are...
I'm sorry. I didn't get anything until I was in junior high.
I need to go get Zelda, Sheik, the Super Smash Brothers Luigi, Mega Man, and Sonic. I think those are the only ones that are still on shelves that I haven't gotten
yet. I was a Sonic fan as a kid.
But yeah, if you can help me out with it, anytime you get an amiibo shipment
in... I can get you Sheik. I can get you Iron Sheik, though.
What's Iron Sheik?
The wrestler? No. I'm going to humble you and put you in camel clutch?
No, don't know it. Okay. No, sorry.
Okay, I'm there.
Yep.
Cameron's barely understands what you're saying. I don't have any idea.
I'll humble you.
Anyway, so yeah, if you can tell me anytime you get a meeting with him, man, that'd be fantastic.
Right here.
Yeah. He'll
be there in 2 seconds flat.
Can you really get discounts?
I mean, yeah. I get my employee discounts.
So. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I don't know what I get off on.
That's okay. But if it's 1 cent, I'm fine. I do prefer Best Buy because I have Elite Plus status at Best Buy, and I get like 20% off all game accessories, so the amiibos go from like $12 to $9, which is pretty fantastic.
I have Elite Plus status at Hastings, which means I show up and they pay me.
See, I have Elite Plus at Best Buy, which means I show up and pay them. Okay. That's what that means. But okay, anyway, so we don't have very much longer. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Can I bring in my Pokemon card collection next week when I have it all finished?
Not a chance.
You? Come on, man.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Matthew wants to see it. Okay, you still don't care. So let's just quickly, let's do an old bit that we haven't done in a while. Let's talk about what we did not get to today. Can we go through that?
Everything.
Sure. I think it'd be, let's play some sad music. Okay. Here's what we did not get to today on the internet.
Pac-Man?
All the April Fool's jokes that came out today, including the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. Can't talk about it. This story that talks about how being fat is actually good for health.
Yeah.
Lies.
Winning. That's what it said. We'll never know why. We'll just assume that it's accurate.
We're winning.
Yeah, well, me and Marcus are the healthiest people in the room.
Fuck yes. It's
definitely true. Apple is teaching their employees at the Apple stores how to judge people so they can better recommend a watch based on your fashion personality. For example, Susanna hasn't worn a watch in a long time, so she doesn't know what to choose. She's on a budget, but she's also willing to splurge to get something that will suit her best. She has selected the following favorites. Which one would you recommend? So that's
my
creepy.
My grandma taught me how to judge people.
Yep.
She said stay away from the Jewish kids.
Yeah, sorry. Damn You're it. Offending your grandma. The NFL is going to broadcast a game via the internet this next year. Twitter rolled out a new filter that gets rid of threats and abusive language.
That's going to be hard.
That's the entire internet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so hard.
Taco Bell's waffle taco is dead. The taco biscuit, good. Or the biscuit taco, is good. Here to replace it.
Oh, no.
So that's gone now. The Game of Thrones creator confirmed that the show will spoil the books. So The show is now going to catch up to the books. Tupac is alive and probably living in Cuba, according to evidence.
Is that the new Elvis?
I didn't know he did. He did. I didn't know he did.
You didn't know Tupac
was dead?
That's
like this generation's like Elvis thing now. Tupac stories.
Yeah, this has a lot of evidence in here to talk about why
doesn't his mom live in Cuba?
I don't know. It just says that he's alive and that he is living in Cuba.
So. I think his mom lives in Cuba. Like, we'll never know. Or some shit.
We'll never know. McDonald's is going to increase the hourly wages and offer paid vacations. Doesn't apply at Matthews because they saw who works there. Amazon has invented tiny plastic buttons that allow for instant product ordering. So, like, you can put this button that says Tide on it on your washer, and when you're out of Tide, you just push the button, and it'll automatically ship new stuff to your house.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, I ordered a bunch of these. You're going to go all over our house. It's going to be fantastic. Coachella and Lollapalooza are banning selfie sticks. This is only a big deal to me because last week I bought a selfie stick.
Why, though? Why?
We'll never find out. A Wi-Fi Barbie doll with the soul of Siri. So a new Barbie will talk to your children and creep them out.
No, I meant why did you buy a selfie stick?
You'll never know. We didn't get to it today. Cheese changed the course of Western civilization. Apparently cheese is a big deal. And Sony's PlayStation 4 made gaming better for millions of people with one simple menu update. They did that, so good job. And apparently Russia proposed a superhighway that runs from London to New York across Russia. So.
Fuck that.
So there you go. That's what we didn't get to today on the show.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's it. Pat and fade out of this music. Close again. All right,
how
we're
fast
take a break?
Did you drive from Russia to New York?
Let's see. Actually, I can't tell you that because we didn't get to it.
Well, I mean, you personally, would you just drive like...
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
Like, if it's an Autobahn kind of situation?
90. Probably go 90, at least. Anyway. All right, we're going to take our last and final break. And we'll be right back. Right now. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
Yay, did Katrina did it! I'm so happy. You guys are like my trained monkeys. I enjoy this so much. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back. The show's almost over, so yay for us.
Woo! Made it through another one.
So thanks for watching, everybody. We appreciate it. We will be here again next week. Super special show with Mark the R. Rackliff. How do you say his last name?
Rackliff.
I'm going to have to learn because that's going to be your last name.
He is taking your last name right.
Rackliff.
His last name's gonna be Abbott's in 6 months. We don't care.
Whoever has that's
I
the
told
way
you my cousin
work.
Did that, right?
I yeah. believe whoever has the coolest last name, you take their name.
But do you know about the R?
No.
We'll tell you about the R later, and then you'll understand why he can't change his name. Yeah. But anyway, so we'll be back with that with Mark and with Colby both on the air, and we're gonna do a love quiz apparently. So that'll be fun. Smith and Wesson emailed me. That's awesome. Anyway, that was totally sidetracked me. I'm really excited to see what guns they want me to buy.
Double guns, motherfucker.
I'm totally excited.
Me and Colby should compete for you.
That's a great idea.
Answer.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. We'll do that. And we'll be live, so check us out. Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. in Guam, and 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. in London. So check that
out.
If you're in Guam... Be sure to listen. We love you Guamers.
Yay!
I don't know what
Guamese.
Guamese.
Oh, Guamese.
I guess.
I don't know.
He just made that up.
Whatever.
Guamarians.
But
we love people in Guam.
Yeah. Like, so anyway, that's it.
Big Guam.
Because it's always nighttime there.
I made that up myself.
Why is it always nighttime in Guam?
He said.
He said it's
Guam
always...
Guam sucks. It's hell.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know what he's
we're
talking about.
We're just making things up and we're very sorry.
We don't like Guam anymore.
Sorry, it sucks.
So, yeah, so we'll be live. We'll be back next week, episode 20. It's a big one. We should really probably do next week's episode, then quit.
Why?
Just go out on top.
That would not be on top, though.
Start
we can
from
at least
bottom,
make it to 30.
Here.
We can at least make it to 30.
I don't know, man. Let's what if our 30th episode sucks?
What if our 20th episode sucks?
That's a great point. Well, how about the next great episode we do that's at a 5 or a 10, we quit at that episode.
Good luck with that.
We have to actually do a good episode.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
And know that it's on and one of those random
it's not
numbers.
Work. So, I guess we'll be back next week and many weeks to follow. So,
until August.
Happy
never
days.
Ending.
It's never ending. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Never
bye.
Ends. It just ain't
say goodbye.
And- goodbye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time. On the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.